course, right here with Liesl from Arkansas State Volleyball. Team finally got a conference tournament championship. Take me back to that weekend in Nashville and winning those two matches to qualify for NCAAs.
It was unbelievable feeling, honestly. We have never been more prepared as we were going into it this year. There was just a certain sense of maturity, and we all knew we each have a job on the team, and we all trust each other to do that job. And we kind of just functioned as a team should, and we really, you know, played our hearts out and left it all on the court. It was amazing. It was unreal.
You're on the team last season that also won the regular season but did not win the tournament. What were the differences from last year to this year?
So I think last year we were kind of more focused on the end goal, and we were a little more cocky last year, I think, and we were kind of more focused on, okay, we're playing Lipscomb in the championship, and we didn't really focus on every single step we had to take to get there. Whereas this year it was kind of like a, okay, you know, it's kind of like a ladder. You got to take the first step and then you take the next step. But last year we were more end goal based, where this year we had the maturity to, you know, focus on the process as a whole.
I talked with Coach pre-practice. And he said you talked with him about becoming an all-conference player, a first-team player, and you were able to get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about this off-season and coming into this year that you wanted to make that commitment to improve your play and elevate the team?
My goal has always been to, you know, be the best player that I can be for my team. And, you know, I made second-team all-conference last year, and so first team all conference was kind of that next step. And it was really just, you know, you put your heart into it, and you do your best every practice, and, you know, go above and beyond, like, be really coachable, you know. Like, hey, coach, like, okay, like, you know, that was kind of off. Like, what happened? Why? Like, you really just got to be okay with making mistakes and learning and not playing your best 100% of the time, but really just trusting that process again and, you know, putting your heart into it.
Now you head to the NCAA tournament as the only Georgia collegiate team left to qualify. And you, as a person who's played high school here in Georgia, what does that mean just to be able to represent the state on a national stage like this?
Yeah. You definitely have a certain sense of pride, you know, going into it. We are the only team in Georgia, and it's super cool to say that. You know, like, we can say, you know, off the record, on the record, that we're the best school in Georgia, you know, and having that kind of pride and having other people look at you, you know, because it's always about UGA and Georgia Tech and things like that. It's nice to say, you know, Kennesaw State has it too. You know, we're just as good, if not better, and we are better this year. So it's just really cool to have that, and, you know, other people look at that, and it's just cool. It's cool to be a part of, honestly.
Great. And now you face Oregon in the first round of Pac-12 team. Just your impressions of what you've seen from them, and what will you have to do well to be competitive and come out with a win?
Yeah. I haven't seen them play a ton, but our coach said that they're super risky with their offense, and I have a lot of faith in our, you know, blocking capabilities. Like, we are a really good blocking team. And if we can work really hard to shut down their offense, I definitely think that we have just as good a chance of anybody to beat them. And if we play solid defense, which we have an amazing defensive team, so I think we'll do really well.